Let's go to the Olympics now, because they're still full of great stories. To get to these once every 4 years events like the Winter Games underway in China, athletes need perseverance, heart, luck, and more. Much of that was on display during this first weekend of the Games, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Snowboard slope style has a definite ooh and ah factor as athletes ride rails and soar and somersault after launching off ramps. And you can add an ah factor after what American Julia Marino did when she had a gold medal snatched away on Sunday. On the last run of the competition, New Zealand's Zoe Sadowski-Sinnott topped Marino's up to then best score. And when the winning number flashed on the scoreboard, Marino rushed the New Zealand and joyfully tackled her, trailed by bronze medalist Tess Cody of Australia, who joined the dog pile. Marino said her reaction was because she thinks of Sadowski-Sinnott as a good friend, and in that moment, an inspiration too.
To see her just stomp an insane run on a really difficult course meant a lot for all of us. It meant a lot for women snowboarding, and we all were super happy for her.
Marino got double kudos for her reaction and her silver medal, the first U.S. medal of the Beijing Games and the 32nd in U.S. snowboarding history. That's the most by one country in Olympic competition. As far as first medals go, host country China's set off quite the celebration, or so we gathered from our tight Olympic bubble, which keeps journalists and athletes away from the Chinese public. A mixed gender short track speed skating team from China won the chaotic-looking relay when Wu Dajing crossed the finish line a fraction of a second ahead of an Italian skater. At a watch party, Wu's tearful mom spoke through an interpreter.
I'm happy, extremely happy, and I feel so proud of them all. Keep up the good work in the upcoming events.
In that event, Arianna Fontana of the runner-up Italian team made history. She won her 9th Olympic short track medal, that's the most ever, and it broke a tie with a couple of the sport's male legends, Russian Victor Ahn and American Apollo Ohno. Legacies were a big part of the weekend.
Hey, what's up? I'm Sean White. I'm 13 years old. I'm from San Diego. I've been snowboarding for about 6 years.
Make that nearly 30 years now, and during that time, Sean White became the face of his sport, the flying tomato with his long red hair and winner of 3 Olympic halfpipe gold medals. This weekend, he announced these games, his 5th, will be his last competition. He's dealt with recent nagging injuries, and he said the decision to stop came during a quiet moment riding a chairlift at an Austrian resort.
I was watching kind of like the sun go down, and it just hit me. I was like, this is it. These are the signs. And it was like a very sad and surreal sort of moment, but then very, you know, joyous as well, because I kind of reflected on all the things I've done.
He hopes to add to his catalog of reflections in the halfpipe competition this week. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.